This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1550. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 3rd, Australia, Burma, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Cyprus, Czechia, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, France, Greenland, Iran, Italy, Mexico, Micronesia, Nigeria, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. It's been a very hectic week with a severe winter storm affecting much of the U.S., including extremely low temperatures here at World of Radio, the revolution in Egypt, and the cyclone hitting Australia. But let's start with the latter. One forecast showed it hitting the continent not far from Brandon, which is Radio Australia's secondary shortwave transmitter site on the coast of Queensland. We don't yet know whether that site has been affected, but one of its main frequencies is 9660. If that were blown off the air, it might very well be substituted by one of the transmitters in Shepparton. However, there were anticipations that some of the ABC domestic radio stations in Queensland would be blown off the air, so plans were announced to relay Queensland services on shortwave via Radio Australia in Shepparton. There were all kinds of conflicting reports about the exact changeover times for the two frequencies, day and night, in this 24-hour service, 9710 in the local daytime and 6080 at night, but both were being widely reported. Far beyond Queensland, I was hearing 9710 with continuous cyclone coverage around 0630 UT on February 2nd, and also around 1400 on 6080, but by then the same coverage was being simulcast on many other Radio Australia frequencies, some of which had better reception here, 7240 and 9590, 6020, changing to 5995 at 1400. Anchoring this special service until 5 a.m. local time on that day was Kelly Higgins, who did a great job of calmly conversing with callers about the situation, debunking rumors such as that the roof of a shelter had blown off, and giving general advice about safety. One idea I heard was for ABC Local Radio Queensland. I suppose it was coming out of Brisbane, but not sure. She was talking to a colleague from Townsville, who said the studios there had to be evacuated so they could not originate any coverage from Townsville. David Sharp in New South Wales had told us about the special frequencies, which were being publicized even on ABC television. He says it's good to see the Australian government acknowledges the benefits of HF broadcasting, especially when in the past Radio Australia's future was uncertain. If the axe had fallen on RA, how would people impacted by Yasi get their news if local stations are off the air? On the Media Network blog, Nigel Holmes, via Mike Bird in Australia, reported that the transmitter being used on the special frequencies for continuous coverage was a brand new 100 kilowatt continental, which is DRM capable in Shepparton. Fortunately, they're running it in AM so everyone can hear it. The January-February issue of Australian DX News was published a bit too soon for this big event. But there were reports about the still nameless new shortwave station on 3210 kilohertz, or slightly on the low side, at Schofields, New South Wales. John O'Wright has been in contact with the operator and found out that a second frequency is being planned by Craig Allen, 5050 kilohertz. That's not only the same frequency, but the same transmitter formerly used by ARDS in the Northern Territory. Remember that? There's a long interview with the head of Democratic Voice of Burma by the New Delhi-based Burmese opposition Mizima News Agency via BBC Monitoring. DVB is based in Norway, and has suffered funding cuts. Says it will eliminate some morning radio programs, but as the sole exiled television broadcaster, DVB is preparing to expand its television programs. They've had a 15% cut amounting to about $500,000. How they can afford to do more TV and less radio is not totally clear to me. You can read the full lengthy interview in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-05, via worldofradio.org. The community radio station in Toronto, CKLN-FM, on 88.1, has had its license revoked by the CRTC. It was found to have been in breach of numerous regulations and conditions, and it was unable to convince the commission that it could operate the station in a compliant manner. Thanks to Bob Wiley for a story about that in ODXA, among several others. Possibly coincidental, but Yimer Gaviria forwards another press report concerning CKLN 88.1. Seems it and another station, CHUO 89.1, interviewed the press attaché of the Cuban embassy about celebrating the anniversary of the Cuban Revolution in January 1959. Oh, the other station is in Ottawa, while CKLN is at Ryerson University in Toronto. I don't hear much Firedrake all music jamming in the mornings lately from China, but I was hearing up to five frequencies at once around 2330 UT, January 30th and 31st, 15900, 14950, 13960, 10300, and 8400 kilohertz. All of those, no doubt, occupied by Sound of Hope, which must be jammed. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports an unidentified station, February 1st at 1840, on 5066.33. Signed off at 1900, a decent carrier but weak audio. Music and talks, maybe in French, maybe not. He says it was rather late for Radio Tele Kandip in the DR Congo, which earlier used to sign off around 1630, but there's not been any loggings of it for quite some time, so it could have been a harmonic of a pirate. However, Chris Greenway replies, the frequency offset is a strong indication this is indeed Bunia. It's been stable for many years on 5066.3. I heard Radio Havana Cuba report that postal mail to the U.S. has been suspended. It seems the U.S. is very concerned about preventing anything dangerous getting into the U.S. mail, and some mail bags from Radio Havana have been returned. So they're forced to go the email route. They say they're designing an EQSL. Meanwhile, countless unfortunate RHC listeners in the U.S. are without their pocket calendars. The Spanish DX program from Havana, En Contacto, has announced another time it's on the air, one I'd been searching for but been unable to find, but I figured it was then there somewhere in the middle of the day on Sundays. Manolo de la Rosa says it's around 20.05 UT, when the frequencies include 11.730, 12.040, 15.230, and 6.140. However, I was hearing him announce this at another time he is not aware of, 07.30 UT Monday, when the frequencies were 6050, 6060, 6120, 6150, and 5040. Although on some subsequent nights I found some or all of those frequencies off the air after 0700. Ivo Ivanov of DX Mix News in Bulgaria reports a new station is on the MBR schedule, formerly known as DTK from Germany, since January 17th. It's called Radio Dardasha 7, although the number is probably pronounced in Arabic too. It's spelled D-A-R-D-A-S-H-A, originating in Cyprus, it turns out. I found it by Googling, part of the Back to God Global Ministries, who also have offices in Illinois and Ontario. The schedule in Arabic is at 03 to 3:30 on 7325, 5 to 5:30 on 6100, 17 to 1730, 9440, and 19 to 1930 on 9430. All via Werchthardtl, Germany, except 6100, the other site, Nauen. And the name means chat or chatting. And it seems they already have a broadcast via the high-power medium wave on Cyprus, 1233 kilohertz, at 0825 to 0905. And Seichi Hasegawa points out it's really part of Trans World Radio. As expected, Radio Prague turned off its own shortwave transmitters January 31st. Those who were expecting to hear final repeats in the UT February 1st, as would normally be expected to North America, were disappointed. No broadcasts were heard after 2300 UT. However, although you might not know it by reading and listening to what Radio Prague itself says, they are still on shortwave and are being relayed by WRMI on 9955. Jeff White confirms the new schedule as follows in English: daily at 07 to 7:30 UT, Monday through Friday at 10 to 10:30, and Saturday and Sunday at 19:30 to 20. Also in Spanish, daily at 06:30 and 09:30 and 0300. And at least for the time being, also French from Radio Prague, Monday through Friday, more or less, at 14:30. Rather strangely, the German service of Radio Prague on its final broadcast celebrated the death of shortwave. Die Kurzwelle ist tot. And they were toasting the occasion, according to a clip sent to us by Dragan Lekic in Serbia. If you want to listen to the live streaming from Radio Prague, their schedule has been standardized so that their six languages alternate always in the same order every half hour, English currently being at 02, 5, 8, 11, 14, 17, 20, and 23 UT. Rich McVicker in New York, former host of HCJB's DX Party Line, conveyed some very sad news on January 27th. Our friend and longtime DX Party Line host Clayton Howard passed away this morning at the age of 92. Many of us who've listened to shortwave for many years remember Clayton Howard and DX Party Line. He'd been living at a retirement home in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. He'd served from 1941 to 84 as an engineer with HCJB. And for more than two decades, he and his wife Helen hosted DX Party Line. She died last year. Egypt is next. Where shall we start about the situation in that country? Still developing as we record. Of course, everyone wants to listen to Radio Cairo. But even in the best of times, it's difficult to hear what they're saying in English. And as observed by Wolfgang Büschel and many of us, a lot of the transmissions have been missing altogether since before the latest strife. It appears that of the two transmitter sites, the one on the outskirts of Cairo has been off the air all this time. There was also a prison break in that same area, which may or may not have had something to do with it, while the other site, which is up near Alexandria, has remained on the air with perhaps only four transmitters. The Arabic service on 9305 is the one most widely heard, and it's also the one that has always had severe modulation problems. It's on the air for long hours, or its official schedule has been roughly 19 until 07 UT. Lots of luck in hearing the English broadcasts, however. Maybe they'll be coming back, such as 2115 to 2245 and 0200 to 0330 on 6270. The 23 UT sesquiar in English on 11590 apparently has remained on the air, but the modulation has been too low to copy. Chris Lewis in England was the first to report the absence of the European service as early as January 25th. Our Egyptian contributor Tariq Zaidan has been living in Denmark and, of course, has been following things closely from there. By February 1st, he noted that all the domestic services have been combined into a single program identifying as Al-Idhat Al-Masriya, the Egyptian radio. After some months of relative silence, Ethiopian jammers returned January 28th, mostly on the 40-meter band as monitored by Torsten Hallmann in Germany and by Zacharias Liangas in Greece. And by 40 meters, I mean below 7,200. You're listening to World of Radio number 1550. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Sean Travers via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A check in the mail may also be sent to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. In World DX Club Contact, Alan Dean reminds us that Radio France International makes a few frequency changes at the beginning of February concerning the weekday morning English broadcasts, now at 06 to 6:30 on 9765, 13680, and 15160, and at 07 to 7:30 on 15605. One more reminder that time is running out to hear any medium wave or shortwave broadcasts from Greenland. They've announced they're canceling them all as of February 11th. Anker Petersen in Denmark continues to hear the only shortwave broadcast, 3815 upper sideband, from 2105 to 2214 sign-off, heard on January 12th, 15th, and 18th. Even there, reception is quite poor. The intruder watchers in Europe have another problem of a broadcaster appearing inside the 20-meter ham band on 14020. All this discussed by the DARC intruder watchers group via Wolfgang Duschel at 0630 to 728 UT. He found the source. It's a Leapfrog mixing product from Iran, which is on 13600 in French during that hour and on 13810 in Albanian. However, the problem already appeared last October and a complaint was filed, but it's still appearing in January. Ian Evans in the UK says World of Radio was not to be heard last Saturday, January 29th at 1900 on IRRS 6090. Well, it turns out this was my fault for making a typo in the file name of the audio. Terry Kruger in Florida reports picking up that new station in Mexico State on 1670 Radio Anahuac, January 29th at 1149 to 1215. And both on that date and the following log, he heard them playing the Mexican national anthem not at the top of the hour, but at 1210 UT. That was January 30th as well as 29th. Remember The Cross, that new shortwave station in Micronesia? It came on the air on 4755, but only lasted a few days in late 2007. But it has finally come back after promising to do so on its website ever since. First reported by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, January 29th at 0846 UT on 4755.44 kHz. A religious program in English was underway and an ID at 0858 as The Cross Radio. Brian Clark in New Zealand then kept a watch on the frequency and heard it January 31st at 0630 with a carrier and audio by 0700 with syndicated religious programming, but a very good signal level by 0800. In the NASWA group, Jim Young in California also heard it that same date on the 31st from 0732 UT. It was all in English and they had religious programming as late as 0833. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan heard it until sign-off at 1026 on that date. It's apparently a 1 kilowatt transmitter. That's what they put on their QSL back in 2007 and the call sign is Victor 6, Mike Papa. Jari Salvelainen found a blog reporting on getting it back on the air by the engineer who visited to do it, Dave Casement. He arrived in Pohnpei on January 24th. Schedule's still not pinned down, but Seiichi was hearing it past 1200 UT on a later date. In fact, it was nonstop, still going at 1550 on February 2nd. Ron Howard in California was also monitoring it on the 2nd until tune out at 1644 UT. And it apparently made it all the way to Massachusetts on February 2nd at 1045 when Bill Smith was reporting some religious music and conversation in English. It lasted about 10 minutes on 4755.4. From DX Mix News Bulgaria, we have a revised schedule for Hamada Radio International, the RMI brokered service, from transmitters in Germany to Nigeria in the Hausa language. As of January 24th, it's Monday through Friday at 0530 to 06 on 7350. That's the existing transmission, but they've added a second frequency, 9460, which is by the other site in Germany, Nauen. Meanwhile, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday 1400 UT broadcast on 17485 has been canceled. And the 1930 to 20 broadcast on 9840 has been extended from 5 days a week to seven. Ron Howard in California notes a different, shorter format for local programming from Kamchatka on 6075, which most of the time relays Moscow's Radio Rossi service. They used to have a 50-minute program at 0710 UT, but February 1st it lasted only until 0724, local regional programming, and not all of it is in Russian. Apparently, the different language being heard is the local one called Koryak, as suggested by Mauno Ritola. Ron says, now is the time to catch this local program while the audio is still fairly good, only a slight hum, as recently the strong motor boating and hum was fixed. Another problem for the intruder watchers in Europe is the Voice of Russia, which has suddenly started using 7200 from St. Petersburg between 08 and 15 UT in Russian. That, of course, is off-limits, being the boundary line between the amateur and the broadcasting bands. Perhaps because of cyclones in the area, some Pacific stations have extended transmission. Solomon Islands on 5019.86 was still on the air at 1320 UT January 31st, says Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan. Ron Howard in California was also monitoring on that same date. They stayed on the air until 1440 sign-off. Robin Harwin in Tasmania says it could be because of a cyclone at that time near Vanuatu, and as a matter of fact, Radio Vanuatu was also on the air longer hours than usual, reported by Seiichi Hasegawa, Japan, on both frequencies, 3945 and 7260, past 1700 UT on January 30th, and then resuming programming for the next local day at 1848. Or maybe they were just on and off, because on January 31st, they seemed to sign off at 1225. In case you haven't heard, Radio Sweden is also still on shortwave, thanks to WRMI, which has decided to relay their half-hour English broadcast three nights a week when it's available from WRN, UT Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 0230 on 9955. The one night I've checked so far, however, it was blocked by jamming, but it might not always be, so see if you can hear it. Voice of Turkey, registered a frequency change, I may have mentioned, for the English broadcast to North America at 2300, 7335, replacing 5960. But when I finally got around to checking it on January 29th, I found they were still on 5960, and a good idea, too, since at least on Saturdays, WHRI is using 7335 during that hour. As we feared last week, there have been further reductions in shortwave transmissions from Radio Ukraine International, but at least they're still on the air on one frequency for 3 hours a day, according to Vadim Alexeyev in Moscow in RusDX from dxing.ru. It's at 15 to 18 UT on 7435. They suggest those who want to hear them elsewhere listen on satellite or internet. And of course, at those hours, there are no English broadcasts, so we wonder if they're still producing them. There's a lot more discussion in the latest DXLD about the impending cuts in the BBC World Service. In fact, Kai Ludwig figures that they plan to phase out shortwave altogether in about 3 years. In the short term, for the British DX Club, Chris Greenway figures the following languages will still be on shortwave starting in March: Arabic, Bengali, Burmese, Dari, English, French for Africa, Hausa, Persian, including Dari, Farsi, and Tajik, Pashto, Sinhala, Somali, Tamil, Urdu, and Uzbek. And there's several others which will still be available only in the target countries on FM or medium wave. The World Service is also evacuating from 648 kHz, the powerful transmitter in England, and other stations sure want to get that frequency. According to the Media Network blog, Paul Rusling is after it. Although the title of his station has not yet been decided, it could be UK International, England International, or London International. In the NASA group, Steve says, if you're waiting a QSL from Voice of America, it may be a while. Up until several months ago, they were using a contractor who was paid about 60 cents for each QSL card issued. Budget cuts caused the outside contractor to be eliminated, and the task given to a VOA employee who has lots of incoming requests, and it's only that one person manning the QSL desk. She mentioned that a single listener sent her a report covering 100 broadcasts and frequencies. However, she will apparently answer single reports before she does the multiple ones, and she will respond with a QSL card to U.S. listeners eventually. We suspect, or should I say we hope, that several broadcasters, including VOA and BBC, may be having second thoughts about reducing shortwave in view of what's happened in Egypt, where the internet was eliminated for at least a week when outside information was most needed. One target date mentioned for the second transmitter of WTWW in Tennessee was February 1st, so I asked George McClintock how things are going. Are you about ready to fire up number two? He replies, if things go well, it'll be about the second week of March. Meanwhile, I'm apprehensive about the frequency planned in the daytime for number two, 9990, which is awfully close to WWCR and WWV. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 1st. ANK indices 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 5, February 3rd, 10 and 3 on the 11th. Solar flux creeping up from 82 on the 3rd to 88, February 11th to 20th, and down to 80 by the 24th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1550.